What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
How's the volume on your headphones, gents? Is it decent?
Fine.
Loud enough?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, Barton from Antics, Out of Sorts, and Beaten Path.
Hey, thank you.
And Mr. Sonoy himself. How's it going?
Hello.
Okay. Welcome to the BFM studio. You guys are throwing a massive party after Groove Armada down at Mothership on Saturday night.
Yep.
Huge.
Feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah. I'm really, it's like the first time we've done the Mothership. So it's our first trip.
It's our first party in a long time as well.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last one? Waihee Beach, maybe? I don't really remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while, actually. So, yeah, it was like, let's get the gang back together.
Have you been down and scoped out the Mothership since it became Mothership and was no longer Impala?
Yes, I have. And I did a dry run with you, Jonas, and that's when we decided we're going to do it. But I haven't actually seen a gig there.
No, I went there actually, like, you know, never went to Impala before. So when I went there the first time, I was like fresh and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like the layout, how they changed it, and the sound system sounds really nice. And it's a really cool spot. It's a really good addition to, you know, the nightlife scene here, I think.
I was lucky enough to go down with Andy, shot me a message and said, come on down just before the opening. And it was cool to see the, like, work in progress. But then I popped down there two Fridays ago and went and saw Pitch Black. I think you were there, Jonas.
Yeah, I saw you.
And I was very impressed with how the club is shaping up. You know, it was felt really good. It was obviously a full room. Sounded great. Pat from State of Mind is doing sound in there. So obviously he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we're excited. Like you guys say, the room's epic.
It's the right size as well. Yeah. It's like not too small, not too big. Like
some nice little dark areas.
Yeah, cool. The outside smoking area at the back is amazing.
I think it's one of the best, right?
It's my favorite spot. I was out there all night at Pitch Black.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I also saw the Pitch Black.
Yes.
But
what's the general vibe for this Beaten Path Summer Series party?
Well, it's going to be one of a few. So this is the second one, because the first one's on Friday and down in Raglan, and it's featuring Pork Crackle, Mia Koba, and Jake Rattler. So Mia's on that one, and so is Pork Crackle. So I'm not sure if your listeners are familiar with those guys, but Pork Crackle's one from 121 in Wellington, and so, yeah, the whole vibe of the summer series is just basically showcasing our artists and guests, you know, through the summer. And, BFM did a summer series. It's like, it's a great name.
It's been a while. We need to, get back in Albert Park. It's kind of gone off the boil, but it's something that we need to fire back up, right?
I just walked through there. Amazing. Let's go.
Maybe Beaten Path should do a summer series in Albert Park.
2024
Dream big.
Get the council permits, you know, like allow 2 years. Yep, that sounds about right.
Okay.
I reckon we should set the tone, right? Yep. Because this is going to be a bloody good party on Saturday night after Groove Armada.
Yes.
You know, fingers crossed the weather is going to be a scorcher.
Yeah.
And dear listener, you'll still be in good condition. You'll trundle. It's all downhill from the Domain to Mothership, right? I reckon you could walk it in half an hour.
Yeah.
No sweat.
Yeah.
And you'll be charging. Yeah. So, should we play some tunes?
Yes.
What do you guys want to start with? I've got a couple of songs here.
Whatever, maybe the 50-50?
The edits? I've got a 50-50 edit, or do we want the full one, the longer one?
I don't actually mind.
Edit the short one.
I chose the whole tracks for today, like, but what's going to be the vibe of the night, you know? A little bit of, we'll see.
Not that then. This. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes, go.
Okay, ready, work. Here we go.
Yeah, technology.
Mm-hmm. You're in a, well, you tuned into 95 BFM. You're in the middle of What's Cooking with Jonas. Yeah?
Yeah.
From Sonoy, or Jonas, aka
from Sonoy.
Yeah. And Barden from Antics and Beaten Path. Yes. We were just talking off air about Pork Crackle.
Yes. It's a great story. It's actually like Pork Crackle's working for the 121 guys down in Wellington. Mm-hmm. And
artist liaison.
There's a couple, couple of years back, she was driving us from the airport to, because we're playing at 121, me and my bro. And I had a DJ fall out. I was just drop off the lineup, couldn't make it, and I was sort of searching for someone. And she was playing some tunes in the car, and I was like, "This is sick. What is this stuff?" And she goes, "This is me. You know, I'm DJ." And I'm like, "Oh, you DJ?"
Yes.
I'm like, "What are you doing for New Year's?" And she's like, "Oh, we're actually going to jump the fence at Rhythm and Alps."
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, what about you just come and play for us, and I'll get you a ticket and a hotel for the night." Mm-hmm. And that's how we met.
Yes,
Roxy. And so, yeah, so we're stoked to have her here because we actually planned a gig with her pre-COVID. So it's been this long. So it's going to be really cool to have her up here. And she played with us in Rhythm and Alps, and she absolutely smashed it and just had such a stage presence.
That was the best.
Yeah, it was really special. So I was, you know, it was a no-brainer to try and get her up here and obviously Raglan on Friday and then and here on Saturday. So, yeah, pretty stoked. She's doing a road trip up in a van. So
She's recently got a van.
Did she, I mean, I know we're on the radio right now, but did she give you any hot tips on jumping the fence to a festival like Rhythm and Alps?
She wouldn't disclose, actually. Yeah. I was really quite interested. But
there's like a little, like a small stream that runs through it, right?
Yeah,
like maybe like pedal your kayak.
If you get a camel canoe or something and then you just lie flat.
A rubber tyre down the river, you know.
Hopefully it's not too cold.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Now, okay, shall we play another tune? Let's play. What do I want to play, Jonas?
I don't remember what I sent you. Just put on anything.
There's a Bayside or.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's more like, I think more like representative of Pork Crackle, actually, that tune.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Peace to the people from New York to LA. I get paid for my
Now, coming up to play Beaten Path Summer Series at Mothership this Saturday night, Beacon Bloom from Christchurch, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Yep, couple of, well, there's a few chaps in the band that sort of change between.
We're always a three-piece.
Three-piece.
Kind of, for live situation. They've decided now that they're a three-piece full-time.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But they kicked the drummer out. I don't know why. He was good, but they got a DJ now. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, when I'm trying to like pitch them, I describe them as New Zealand's Rufus. But sort of, yeah. You know, to people that don't, you
There's
know.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a general thing.
Who made who, maybe a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
And what are the other guys? Sorry, I forgot. Anyway, they're doing like this like deep house pop band kind of thing, and it's really good. They're really good at it.
Yeah, you can see why I was talking about Rufus, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are they like a Christchurch jazz school crew coming out of that sort of shapeshifter? And
they do hang out with those. They're very muso, so they come from that scene world, for sure. Like they hang out with all those guys. You know, the one guy, the guitarist, he works with like those jazz boys and stuff, and so they all come out from this crew of very talented musicians. But then they also hang out with the people from the Exchange. It's like this artist run a collective run house that is amazing, and you can do anything art wise there, and it's really awesome. And so it's those two worlds that meet there. And also Ryan, the singer, has been to Berlin, living there for a while, and I think he just soaked up all that vibe there.
Yes. You've actually, Sonoy, you've done a track with them. How did that come together?
Ooh, so which one? So we did lots of tracks in collaboration. I love working with them. It's like effortless and just supernatural, which is hard to find, but it's amazing. The one that you have here on playlist called Club Jesus, that was actually the first track we made. We like met on Instagram, had super, and then we had at Rhythm and Alps, we had our meet cute, and it was very romantic. And then I think after Shipwreck, they were like, yo, can we stay afterwards at your house? And they stayed for a week. And we wrote this track, and it was lying around for a year, and it got signed away. And then I think another month passed by, and then we went back and finished, like, worked more on it. But it was a lot of like collaborative effort of getting the right sounds and getting the mix right and just the flow and everything of the track. But yeah, I'm really proud of it. It's really cool.
Should we play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
I reckon it's a good little taster. We need to get the full length version. This is kind of like a bit of a radio edit.
It is.
But
I did send you the full one though for next time.
Okay. Here we go.
Ghosts.
What a great song.
Thanks, man.
Beacon Bloom and Sonoy together on one track, both performing this Saturday night down at Mothership.
Mm-hmm. The boys are playing live with synths and guitars and real vocals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be spinning my tunes on the good old pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bloody good time. I mean, if you're out there, I know there's going to be a lot of people heading along to Groove Armada, but you may as well plug this, the unofficial, the official unofficial after party.
That's what we're plugging it as.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gonna be tricky.
Yeah, you're gonna, if you're gonna have some kick-ons, may as well go to a nice club and get some delish tunes.
Yeah, it's gonna be like very palatable, you know.
I don't know a lot about Joe Miller and Mia Koba. Tell me about them.
Okay, so Mia Koba is a up and coming DJ, and I don't know, like 2 years ago, maybe somewhere in Raglan, we played there, and I was like, "Yo, me and my best friend Jake Rattler were hanging out there," and she was like, "Yo, can you show me how to DJ?" And then Jake showed her how to DJ, and then she got herself a pair of decks and figured out quite early what she wants to play and her sound and all this kind of stuff, and she just put in the mahi, and she's really good now. And so her and Joe Miller met at Burning Man on a snail art car recently, and they hit it off instantly. And Joe Miller is a friend of the label from Beaten Path.
That's right, yeah.
He's like from the Australian Melbourne crew.
Resonance, just that like-minded people.
Yeah, yeah. He did a remix for us with Jamie Stevens, but he also writes the copy for the creative words that describe each EP. He's got a great...
Some people have just got it right when it comes to writing.
And he's a very prolific artist as well. Like, does very cool, like, modern, progressive, organic house music that's like very groove laden. Like the track Moho that I think you should play next.
Okay.
That's what I picked for representing what their set might
sound like.
It's going to sound like that.
Yes. You better tell them though.
It's already all good. Okay. And he's cool. And he was like, so I'm in Auckland for work.
You got a gig? And I'm like,
guys doing anything? And I was like, okay, come on over, dude. let's get the crew together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh man, this is gonna be good. They met on an art car at Burning Man.
They met on a snail in the sandstorm. And then just hit it off. And the funny thing is, like, they both have curly hair haircut, and she was like, Jake Rattler says, like, it's like when you start a new video game and you have like your male or female character select model, and it's like that. They're the same, but it's just like yeah, very funny.
Head on down to Mothership this Saturday night to check out the chemistry on the decks. This is Tim Green with Moho. You're tuned into 95 BFM. Very tasty, very cruisy. Good way to start the evening off down at Mothership, yeah?
Mm, definitely. Yes, indeedy.
I mean, what do people need to pack or bring with them? Do they need to come prepared? Just bring some good vibes, a smile on their face?
I think you just need to bring an open mind. No, not even. Just like come down for a good boogie. It's going to be really fun. Yeah. It's going to be really fun. Everyone brings like great energy down there.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if people want to grab tickets, you just head along to... I've found myself at Event Finder, but I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a Humanitics.
What? Humanitics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Humanitics for the tickets, $20.
Oh, they're all gone, sorry.
Oh, the $20 ones are gone?
Yeah. So
30.
Yeah, we're onto the 30s now, yeah.
Oh, 30. Very reasonable, though.
Yeah. Still, yep. I think so.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, 30 on the door as
30
well?
On the door. Like, obviously, if you're coming from Groove Armada, we might be able to shake your deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you come from Groove Armada.
Considering it's the Groove Armada.
You know, the official and unofficial
If you've walked all that way. Nah, just get an Uber or the bus. What's the best way? Can you get on the train? Can you still get on the train by the Domain? Don't know about that time of night. No, I wouldn't say.
Nah.
Don't bank on
it's
it.
It's a $5 Uber, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be a $5 Uber. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, nice.
Mm.
All right. Okay, the lineup once more. Just we may as well give it a plug. So we got Beacon Bloom live all the way from Christchurch, Port Crackle from Wellington, Sonoy, would you say, like via Berlin?
Via Auckland. I'm here since 7 years. But
okay, all right. And Joe Miller from
Melbourne
and Mia Koba.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Okay. Jonas, we've got we want to talk about the song.
Yeah, this is like premiere. No one else has ever heard this properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new single from my upcoming album. It's coming out next Wednesday on the 30th
mm-hmm.
on the... via Loop.
Oh yeah,
the
nice.
Nice people from Loop.
Yes.
And I'm very, very anxious to share this, but it has to go out, and it's like, you know, I make dance music, which is easy. That's more like personal stuff, personal music. But I think it's cool, and I'm excited for everyone to hear it, and I'm excited for the record because, I tried some other venues, went down some other avenues.
Rabbit holes.
Huh? Rabbit holes of just like, maybe I put the groove in the kick drum and the like the vibe and the... Nah, so, something like that. But I think I managed to pull it all together. Got a couple cool singles and artists doing incredible remixes.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Paige Julia from Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
Given a good spin on a track. It was amazing. I got to hear it on the weekend on the big rig up at TRI. That was really good. And a old school German techno head, Gabriel Ananda.
Mm.
Very, very proud. Oh, dude, I have this story. When I was 14, I grew up next to his mom. And when I was 14, I made like music on Fruity Loops or whatever, and I gave him my CD, and he said it's not good, and which obviously was shit.
Yeah.
So, but that still is in my brain still today, and so
the circle's been completed now.
And the funny thing is, he doesn't know about it and stuff, you know. So we reached out like, hey, you want to do a remix? And he was like, yeah, that's cool. Like,
do you remember?
It's like amazing music and stuff. He said, why did I never hear of this artist before? And he still does not know who I am. But yes. I will once I get the remix. I got the master file. I'll be like, hey, man, you are the force that drove me all till today to make this stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty hilarious. And then we get this another guy, Fabian Kors. He's a cool guy from Berlin who does like really uplifting new spin on this like Berlin sound, which is always a little bit moody and dark,
mm-hmm.
and he makes it fun. And so yeah, I really wanted like him on board as well. So all these tracks and singles and remixes are gonna start coming over the next couple months in the new year, and then we're gonna release in the new year at some point when it's all ready. But the first single comes on Wednesday the 30th.
and we're about to give it an exclusive preview.
Very
right
exclusive,
now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It. Yeah.
Sonoy with Zero Gravity. This is awesome, this track. We just got a phone call, someone saying that they're about to rip a Yui in their car and go find somewhere to dance. it's 10 to 7 here and on a Wednesday night in Tamaki Makaurau. Where is the best place to go for a rave on a Wednesday night at 6:50?
Your basement.
You can come on down to Mothership on Saturday night after Groove Armada and check it out. The full lineup, it's Beat and Path Summer Series featuring Beacon Bloom Live, Pork Crackle, Sonoy, who you just heard from, Joe Miller, back-to-back with Mia Koba. It's going to be a sweet, sweet time. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Do that.
You're going to do a giveaway?
Oh, yes, I do have a double pass. I have a double pass to this particular show on Saturday night. Text through your name and your B card, and I will hook one of you up. You know, the perfect thing to do. Like, perfect sounds following Groove Armada, which apparently finishes pretty early.
I'm so stoked that they're warming up for us, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It'll be fun. And I can also vouch, I know we have done this already throughout this feature, we can vouch for Mothership being in tip-top shape as far as sound and vibe-wise goes. Pat from State of Mind doing an excellent job of the sound in-house.
Yeah, if you're tired of shitty sounding sound systems in Auckland, come on down. Yeah. It's going to be really good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And an expert, safe pair of hands doing the sound in there. So it should be a bloody good time.
So you're such a nice dude as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything else, Barton and Jonas, that we need to cover off before we wrap this up?
No, I just totally forgot to, when I talked about my stuff, that track you just heard obviously has a remix as well from the one and only Micronism, who came out of retirement of 10, 15 year hiatus, I don't know. And he did some magic on it. It sounds incredible.
Was he last living in Australia? Or is
still there.
A monk
still
or
there.
Something?
He's still there.
Yeah. Oh, he's just a practicing Buddhist.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Hare Krishna. Let's get our religions straight. But Devin McCarthy. Yeah.
He did a good job. He took it and like zen the shit out of it. And it's just, well, you will hear on Wednesday, 30th. Of
November.
October. November. Next week. That's right.
Exciting, man.
Out on all platforms.
Excellent. All right, dudes. Hey, thank you very much. We shall see you on Saturday night.
Yeah. Thanks for being back here. Pleasure as always.
Cheers.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.